Practice Test 4, Listening Part 3, Questions 14 to 19. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one or two words, or a number, or a date, or a time. You have 20 seconds to look at Part 3. You will hear a student called Mathilde giving a presentation to her class about a science museum she visited.
Hi everyone! I'm going to tell you about my trip to the new science museum last week. I went with my family and we looked around the whole museum. There are loads of different rooms and each one contains displays about a particular topic. We spent ages looking around the room that was all about space, and even longer in the one with loads of stuff on energy, which I thought was the best bit. The museum's free, but there are also two special exhibitions that you have to pay for. You can't go into the one on health yet, because it doesn't open for another couple of weeks. I'd like to go back and see that. The other exhibition, on computers, was good though. As well as the displays, there are lots of things you can actually do there too. My brother made this fantastic car that went quite fast, using only power from the sun, while I created a rocket that used gas to fly. It went really high. As well as the interesting things to see and do, there's a nice shop. My mum and dad let me get something because it was my birthday. There were so many chemistry sets to choose from, it took me ages to decide which one I wanted. They have the usual toys and games, and a few nice books there too. You can also take a tour of the museum with a guide. When we arrived, they said we'd have to wait for at least 60 minutes for the 80-minute tour because it was so popular. So we decided against it. If you want to go, the entrance is on Lockhart Road. I'll spell that for you. It's Lockhart Road. Thanks for listening.
Now listen again.
Hi everyone. I'm going to tell you about my trip to the new science museum last week. I went with my family and we looked around the whole museum. There are loads of different rooms and each one contains displays about a particular topic. We spent ages looking around the room that was all about space and even longer in the one with loads of stuff on energy, which I thought was the best bit. The museum's free. But there are also two special exhibitions that you have to pay for. You can't go into the one on health yet because it doesn't open for another couple of weeks. I'd like to go back and see that. The other exhibition, on computers, was good though. As well as the displays, there are lots of things you can actually do there too. My brother made this fantastic car that went quite fast, using only power from the sun, while I created a rocket that used gas to fly. It went really high. As well as the interesting things to see and do, there's a nice shop. My mum and dad let me get something because it was my birthday. There were so many chemistry sets to choose from, it took me ages to decide which one I wanted. They have the usual toys and games, and a few nice books there too. You can also take a tour of the museum with a guide. When we arrived, they said we'd have to wait for at least 60 minutes for the 80-minute tour because it was so popular, so we decided against it. If you want to go, the entrance is on Lockhart Road. I'll spell that for you. It's Lockhart Road. Thanks for listening.
That is the end of part 3.